This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So we did that all cast on Friday night.
Yeah.
And Cakes was upset that we posted a picture. EB took a picture. We're trying to promote it. And then I saw you brought it back up over the weekend. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before about your jacket. I actually thought it looked pretty good, even though we busted your balls on it.
Here's the thing with the jacket. Here's what I learned. It looked fine where I'm standing up and walking around. But when I sit down on that little cramped, tiny couch, everything bunches up. And just kind of like splays out.
Makes you look like an elephant.
And it just looks terrible. So I learned my lesson. I'm just not going to go with that look going forward.
But the trolls got to you. The trolls got to you. Is that the deal?
I don't know. It's just,
no, he can.
Because he kind of re-brought it up.
Himself. He can evaluate himself.
Yeah. Look, I shot my shot. It didn't work out. So I'll just pivot the next time. I believe the next Altcast. April 4th.
Yes, Friday,
I don't
April 4th.
Know so put how that they on your shoot calendar. Shows where guys sit on couches.
Yeah.
But it's obviously different than a newscast. Like where when you're on a desk, your posture is naturally horrific on a couch.
Yeah, because you want to
you slouch back on the couch.
Yes.
That's de facto move.
I do that on this show.
Right.
I mean, we're on TV.
Off the top of your head, which shows are guys doing shows from couches? Like, I think
the Today Show,
huh?
The Today Show?
I don't know.
Aren't they sitting on the couch?
If you say so, I know that
they're not behind a desk.
I've never watched it, but like Bill Maher seems like he's like smoking weed on a couch or something on his show.
What's the Like It or Not on Fox? Aren't they sitting?
Are they on a couch
or chairs?
I don't know how you could sit properly on that thing.
I don't know either. Because
I'm completely flummoxed.
I'm
with you, Cakes.
Maybe they gotta get tighter.
Trust me, it doesn't matter what you're wearing.
I'll be wearing either a jersey or like some sort of like hoodie for the next appearance.
Yeah.
Just to take that out of the equation.
Ellen, the guest was always on a couch.
Yeah.
Graham Norton, they got a bunch of people on couches.
Who? Graham Norton?
Yeah.
I don't really know who that is.
The British guy.
I know who Ed Norton is. I don't know who Graham Norton is.
I've seen him on Facebook.
I know the guests, the traditional sort of talk show thing where guests would be sitting on a couch. Your host is usually behind a desk looking silly.
They're like super high up, too. They're like way taller.
I'm telling you, man, it is a great equalizer. You sit on a couch. First of all, you're man-spreading. You know, you get to Bozak.
The couch that you and JP are on is like, it's basically a love seat.
It is.
Like, at least Jason and I, it's like a full-size couch.
Yes.
You guys are scrunched together, like, pretty close.
Who took the picture?
I did. No. It was on one of the. No, I didn't. It was on my camera. It was one of the producers, one of the TV guys.
Who posted it?
Me.
Okay. Did you ask for approval?
No. All I did was look at myself.
It was the worst picture of Jason. I didn't notice
it myself. But this was the countdown. They were going 9, 8, 7. I was like, let me just get this out here real quick. You know, trying to promote. And then we're yelling at each other. Jason looked off. I didn't even look at Jason.
I mean,
I looked at JP up for a second, and I thought JP looked fine. Didn't look at Cakes.
I thought Cakes looked fine.
Don't people already know what we look like? Why do we keep taking pictures in 2025?
What kind of sets the scene?
They know who we are.
Pick approval is required at this point in 2025.
We're pimping the product,
right?
Here's the thing. We probably should have taken the picture 20 minutes before, but we didn't think about it. It's about 3 minutes to go. EB's like, hey, can somebody take a picture? Then I want a picture. Put it out there. I was just waiting for EB to pick his best picture. He approved it. EB approved.
I'm fine with no more pics.
No, we have to have pics to document things that we do.
What do you just want to do?
I don't know.
You know what we could do?
For my career, I do.
That
like
actually
that
would
pictures.
Be a good bit. That every time we promote the show,
we just don't
like
have
I have a good
it.
Bobblehead picture.
Yeah.
It's like the four bobbleheads. That's what we do.
I'm fine with that.
See, look at me.
I love that idea. And my bobblehead is me with no clothes on. That's how much I detest pictures at this point.
Listen, I don't like
Stop
the pictures either, but I like to document when we do certain things.
Or I'll use, you know what, Cakes? Would you be happy? You won't be happy with this either.
Use our old promo pic from like 1996.
I want to remember that we were on the set. I kind of like the vibe.
So you'll just have a side picture.
But we could do that. We could put a bobblehead of Cakes in instead of Cakes.
That could be my proxy. That could be my go-to proxy.
The three
pick.
Of us could be there.
In perpetuity.
And then a bobblehead of Cakes.
It's fine.
He doesn't cool want to be in the picture. I think that some of these moments need to be documented, at least for me personally.
We've done three altcasts. We've already documented doing the altcasts.
Yeah, it's kind of special.
Everyone has to have a picture.
I think it's kind of
I just found it interesting that was it yesterday when you tweeted that? I just saw it yesterday.
No, I just
you tweeted out something about the jacket, and I was like, man, I busted your balls for a second.
Yeah.
But like, it's just good natured. It was no big deal. I was wearing a huge jersey. But then Cakes took to Twitter and like brought it up. He's like, I'm sick of pictures.
I'm over them.
Yeah.
Over it.
Cakes can bow out if he doesn't want to be in the picture. It's okay. I mean,
every time we
feelings.
Have a comedian, we got to go take a picture with Harry Spears. Why? Why?
Are you okay? What's going on?
I'm fine.
You work in the media industry. You don't want to be photographed?
I mean, it's. I've had enough pictures taken.
His self-esteem is shot.
Oh, who cares? Get him next time.
I'll just sit there and I won't smile like Jason in the pictures anymore. I'll just look dead into the camera.
All right, Cakes. See, I know you're not going to like this. Is this good? I'll just post this one.
I hate that picture.
Because you don't have a beard.
I got no facial hair. I mean, I just look like
skinny.
That's like our old free FM.
I am skinnier than that's 15 or 20 years ago.
That's my point. Yeah. Cakes wants us to post some old picture. All right, how about this one?
It's not that people don't know what we look like. It's that we're documenting where we are at the
moment.
I'm
with you, EB. I don't think it's a big deal. To me, it's pimping the product. Like, hey, put on the Monumental 2. We're about to jump on.
Right.
We're sitting at the set.
Right.
All right,
it's
Cakes,
fine.
This one.
You guys love pictures. It's fine.
Nobody loves the pictures. He hates that one, too.
No facial hair.
I hate all the pictures.
Can we ever take a picture that's not shooting right at my double chin? Ever?
No.
Can we ever take a picture from above? Who?
That was our publicity photo for a couple years.
Who is taking this picture from below?
I don't know.
This picture stinks on ice. Get this out of my face.
We really are not photogenic people. And I actually think we're all decent-looking guys, but we are not photogenic.
Did you guys get the makeup treatment beforehand?
No.
No, I would love makeup treatment. I'd love to have the eye bags reduced.
Most TV stations these days, they don't really spring for a lot of makeup people. It's... You go in there, like, you see
go
Genevieve.
In as is.
They go in there, they do their own makeup. You know?
Just wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be the bit for the next altcast. Just bring, like, some base, some concealer.
You might need a makeup person. Put that in your rider for the next altcast.
That's the idea.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure the makeup helps much. I mean, it takes away the glow, but it's not going to make you, it's not going to get rid of your double chin. No. It's not going to get rid
of
your unphotogenic
quality. Well, it could have helped Jason not look like a corpse.
Yeah.
Jason
got really hoard on that.
He
I didn't even look at him.
But
he looked old.
You've seen that picture?
I saw the picture. He looked very old.
Really caught. He doesn't look that way in real life. It was a bad moment.
It was jarring. He looked like a crypt keeper.
it was not a good snapshot.
As I posted it, I said to JP, he said, did you look at the other guys? I go, not really. I looked at you and I looked at me.
Hey, he made you look like a young whippersnapper. Because Because usually you get the old vibes on the pictures, but he,
I know,
he looked really bad.
No, he looked terrible. I just caught him in a bad moment. He was just grumpy.
What's new?
But I did get a kick out of the TV producer guys. They're not used to us yelling and screaming as they're going 5, 4. Yeah. And we're still yelling 3. Right. Two, still yelling at 1. Hey, how are you? Yeah. Welcome back. You know. They're not used to that, but we know how to do it.
They realize that we can bring it down to like a second or two, and then we're ready for the red light.
Right.
We're good.
Right. Drabby said they seemed to be happy with it. Were they happy with it, Drabby?
Oh, they love you guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious.
They love us? Like,
I gotta be honest, I was a little Rick when, I'm not going to say who it was, okay, after the show, someone came into the
room. Oh, they took a shot at
us? No, wasn't it you guys? It was actually a shot at me. He goes... The guy comes in there and he goes, good show, everyone. Got to tell you, I didn't really like Darren Rovell. That guy was dry.
Two people said that.
I thought Darren Rovell was silly.
I did too.
I thought it was fascinating.
Darren Rovell.
He would just go off camera and be like, hold on, let me grab this. Like,
can we do an
this is a George Washington signed envelope from 1785.
For the three people that watched, if you saw Rovell, can you just call in?
Yeah.
During a break?
All right, because so an alt-cast poll.
Alt-cast poll.
800-636-1067.
I thought he was riveting. He was pulling out, you know, George Washington autographs and Abe Lincoln's. I mean, it was unbelievable what he was pulling
out. I thought
it
was interesting. You know what? I'm guessing.
And he wasn't nearly as douchey.
I have no idea who Drab's talking about, but I'm guessing... For some people that are like hardcore Caps fans, but if they're hardcore Caps fans, they probably are watching the regular telecast.
Joe B and Alan May.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
No. It was someone who worked for Monumental.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But you understand that he was doing a Washington bit. He was trying to bring up Washington centric memorabilia.
Yeah. I picked that up.
I thought it was riveting.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
Yeah.
I could have done another hour with him. Yeah. And then Jason got a text from a Odyssey employee that said he was brutal. And then now Drabby's telling me that somebody at Monumental hates him.
It's not for everyone, I guess. 800-636-1067.
Not everybody's into
we want a little history.
One
we want a little feedback. But look,
did
here's
one person.
Here's
like
the reality.
Carrot Top
the feedback that we generally get, and I think they like it. There are people tweeting us. It's people joning on us. They're looking for anything. So whether it's Cakes' coat, my jersey, it doesn't matter. They're going to grill.
Oh, but, they're always going to pick you apart.
Usually, listen, they are going to destroy you. But usually, there's a little grain of truth in there. You know? So
there's
they
something
say
that they're
you look like ass
in
that jacket.
Something they're wagging to.
You might not look like ass, but you probably don't look your best.
Yeah, but Cakes was also wearing the one-trick pony shirt.
Sure.
Which was perfect.
Working you get for the it night.
I'm telling you. We should maybe do that show from behind a desk.
No.
We look silly behind a desk.
Well, the next one might be. I think we might be on the concourse.
Oh, really? Okay.
If you remember, when we used to do those football shows, whatever the hell that was,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even remember what that was.
Geico was a sponsor. I forget the title.
Yeah, we did like a football thing every week.
Yeah.
And we did like a SportsCenter bit.
Mm-hmm.
We looked silly. Because you just look good. It's chest up. You can't have bad posture. It's impossible. You just look silly.
The jacket doesn't get bunched up on you.
Good.
No, but how's that gonna fix Lurch's droopy face?
Well, we're just old.
That was just.
Yeah,
that
I'm
was
getting that
honestly,
too. Where this is what happens.
It's unfixable.
In fairness to Jason, he doesn't look like that normally.
You know, I actually think Jason just has a permanent scowl.
Is that what it is?
Might be that.
That could be part of it.
He was bitter that there was another ceremony before the thing. So I caught him right before. He literally had just said, why are there always ceremonies?
He wanted that game to start at 7:00.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, he didn't want to see the heartfelt standing ovation that Nicholas Backstrom got from the crowd.
Hey,
he was like, oh, now they're bringing in Mike Green. Oh, Nicholas Backstrom.
Mike Green looks sexy. I don't know what to tell you.
Do we have a zero share?
I don't know.
No one calls.
We might.
I listened to AWOD as I was driving around. He ripped through 100 calls on Saturday. Nobody calls our show anymore.
Well, he's setting up commander topics.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes.
Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I just want one person to watch the all-cast. One person.
Well, they might not be listening right now. That person might not have the regular one as we
speak. One person?
800-636-1067.
That's just so annoying. All right, with the temperature heating up, be sure your AC system can keep up. Now's the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable D.C. weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, only the five-star technician.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.